Month's Hot Weekender, you're with Jade Harrison. I've got the lovely Shane from Protector Trade in the studio with me. Shane, we're almost at the end of our Junior Sports Star of the Week for the year.
Yeah, what a great response we've had this year. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to all the parents who got the kids a sport to be able to nominate. So it's awesome.
Yes.
So well done to everybody. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas to you, all the kids, all the parents, everybody involved in this competition. It's been fantastic. So Merry Christmas for next week.
Yes.
Have a great holiday, whatever you're doing.
Stay safe, right?
Stay safe.
We talk about pool safety a lot with you guys too, and it's coming into that season. And Merry Christmas to you and the crew at Protector Trade too, Shane.
Thank you. The team's worked hard. Everybody's worked hard this year. It's been a crazy year for everybody.
So I think we all just need to kick back and enjoy the day. I think that's what needs to happen. Hey, now our Junior Sports Star of the Week, again, like you said, it's been so successful and it's so good to support local sport, kids in sport. Who have we got this week, Shane?
Yeah, congratulations to this week's winner. Joseph Paul plays for the Red Belly soccer team. Faced some adversities last year. He's come through it this year. He's kicked a couple of goals personally and physically in the game. So congratulations.
Well done to him. So Joseph Paul, you've won the Junior Sports Star of the Week this week. Thanks to Protector Trade. We've got a family play bundle to the Ginger Factory just in time for the school holidays for you. Now, if you want to nominate someone for the Junior Sports Star of the Week, it's super easy. Head to our website, hot91.com.au. Next week on the show, Shane, I believe we'll actually be giving away two prizes. So
yeah,
we'll be drawing two.
Big surprise, two next week.
Okay, excellent. We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much, Shane.
Thanks, Jade.
Coming